more stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Bradenton Marauders and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Bradenton Marauders. The 2024 Bradenton Marauders season continues to roll on from coast to coast, all across the Sunshine State. This is the Bradenton Marauders Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Marauders Pregame Show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
From Lecon Park in Bradenton, Florida, it's the third game of this week-long series between the Bradenton Marauders and the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Thomas and Zirelli here on the Marauders pregame show, getting you set for this Thirsty Thursday matchup between the Tigers and the Pirates single-A affiliates. Marauders got back in the win column yesterday. They picked up a 3-2 win. They lost 5-2 the night before, but ended up coming back yesterday. Really played an all-around solid game. Great pitching, great hitting, and great defense as well. There are a number of web gems, which did not make it on a SportsCenter this morning or late last night, but in my book, they would have been up there. Polanco had a great play in left field. Gerald Toledo had a great one at second base, and another at short by Connor Delgado. But nonetheless, they picked up the win. Carlos Jimenez ended up striking out 7 in 5 innings. And Javi Rivas said the go-ahead home run in the 5th inning that gave him a 3-2 lead. And the bullpen, 4 scoreless yesterday from Peyton Stumbo and Garrett McMillan, who picked up his first professional save of his career. We come back here on the pregame show and take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard to get you set for tonight. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. Lakeland and Bradenton playing the third of a six-game series this week at Lecon Park in Bradenton, Florida. Each team has won one game so far. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Pirates are off today after they won a series yesterday 5-0 against St. Louis Cardinals. It is a travel day for them. They head out west to Arizona, 9:40 first pitch tomorrow. Luis Ortiz on the hill, former Marauder, against TBD for the D-backs. That is that will be the MLB.TV free game of the day, so if you're going to stay up late, tune into that one. Elsewhere in the Pittsburgh Pirates system, AAA Indianapolis has won their last two games as they go for their third straight win today. Mike Burrows is making a rehab start, number 10 prospect, the Pirates sort, for those who remember. He actually spent a few weeks as a Marauder on rehab coming off of Tommy John surgery. So happy for Mike to get that opportunity back. He pitches in Iowa tonight, 7:38 p.m. Eastern time. Start there. Double A Altoona right now, top of the second inning. They have a 1-0 lead on the Erie Seawolves, a Tigers Double A affiliate. Hiya Greensboro just about to get rolling against the Asheville Taurus, the Astros affiliate. Dominic Paracci is on the bump today for Greensboro. FCL Pirates win 9-3 in Northport today against the FCL Braves. They are going to the FCL playoffs. So Pirates 36-23, the Complex League team. They'll be playing for a championship possibly. We'll find out more. And obviously those guys could come up here to Bradenton after that as well. When we come back here on the pregame show, we'll get you the lineup. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test, starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Back on the Marauders pregame show, Thomas Cinzarella getting you ready for this Thursday night battle between the Lakeland Flying Tigers and the Bradenton Marauders. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight. We start with the visitors in Lakeland, who are 56-34 overall, 14-11 in the second half of the season. Here is their starting nine. Dom Johnson, left fielder, hits leadoff. Samuel Heal, the shortstop, hits second. Brett Callahan, the center fielder, bats third. Catcher Eduardo Valencia hits cleanup. Isaac Pacheco, the DH, hits fifth. Jose de la Cruz, the right fielder, bats in the sixth spot. Clayton Campbell, third baseman, bats seventh. Switch hitting second baseman Alvaro Gonzalez is hitting eighth. And Denarius de la Cruz, the first baseman, rounds out the starting nod for Lakeland. Cole Pat to the right-hander is on the hill today for Lakeland. He goes opposite of Carlson Reed, the ace in this staff for Bradenton. The right-hander in Reed is currently right now amongst the league leaders in both average against and also ERA, 2.60 coming in with a 5-3 win-loss record. Marauders take the field, 1-9 for them. Bishop, Delgado, Alfonso, Forrester, Mignes, Rivas, Torero, Jerez, and McGuire with, again, Carlson Reed on the hill. Bradenton looks to take their second of this week-long series with the Tigers' single-A affiliate. Reed against Patton, first pitch coming up here at Lecom Park. This has been the Marauders pregame show right here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Telling your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Lecombe Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Let's go! Batter up!
Play ball!
Play ball!
It's time for the future Pirate Stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now, back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Marauders, Thomas Zinzarella.
From Lecombe Park in Bradenton, Florida, it's the third game of this six-game set between the Bradenton Marauders and the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Thomas Zinzarella, rest of our entire crew, so happy you could join us here on the Marauders broadcast network. Carlson Reed gets the baseball today for the Marauders. He comes in 5-3, the 2.60 ERA, faces Cole Patton today for Lakeland. Flying Tigers, 22 games over 500, 14-11 Marauders. Are 39-53, 10-16 in the second half of the season. Bradenton won last night, 3-2 in a close one. They lost 5-2 on Tuesday, and so looking to get an edge on this week's series. Reed's numbers on the year, 5-3, 2-6-0 in his 17th start. He was the opening day starter for Bradenton. He's walked 40, struck out 87, and has allowed just 52 hits in 72 and two-thirds innings. As he'll face Dom Johnson, Samuel Heal, and Brett Callahan in the top of the first inning. Just about ready to rock and roll. Marauders in their home white uniforms, their alternate caps that feature the skull and crossbones, a goldish yellow brim. Lakeland, their navy blue tops, gray pants today. Dom Johnson restraps the gloves. He steps in the right-hander's batter's box. As Reed picks up the rosin bag just one more time on this humid Thursday night. Just about ready to rock and roll here from Lecombe Park as Reed spins home the first pitch. It is a fastball hit in the air, deep center field. Bishop sidestepping back. He's just shy of the track and puts it away. One pitch, one gone, and right on time at 6:30 p.m. here in Bradenton. Game time temperature, 87 degrees. A bit of clouds up in the sky. Did have some rain earlier in the afternoon. That has passed now. One out, base is empty for Samuel Heal. The wind right now blowing left to right. First pitch to Heal is laced foul, right side out of play. Carlson Reed coming off a start on Friday in Tampa. Game was suspended due to first lightning and then rain. The 0-1, breaking ball, broken bat, dribbler up the middle. Rivas to his left, fields behind the bag at second, throws to first, two gone. Let's set the defense for you. Start on the outfield, left to right, Emmanuel Terrell, Brillant Bishop, and Saul McGuire's over and right. Forrester's at third, Rivas got up the middle with Jerez at first. Alfonso is doing the catching. Three pitches, two outs for Reed as Brett Callahan. A lefty in, first pitch is taken up and away for ball one. Reed, four innings last Friday, two hits and one walk, four Ks. That was it. 1-0. Fastball driven back with one hand there by Callahan. It's 1-1. Reed comes into today in the Florida State League with the third best ERA. 1-1 is whipped out and missed on an off speed. It's 1-2. Has the fourth best average against at 205. One of the top 30 prospects in the Pirate system, according to Baseball America. 1-2. And that's grounded foul to the first base side. Pitch arsenal that features a fastball, sinker, changeup, and a slider. It's basically a sweeping pitch for him that gets a lot of strikeouts. Fastball sits around the mid-90s, 93 to 95. Can't touch up higher than that. 1-2. Fastball just missed outside of 95. On lefty Callahan, who did not play yesterday. Hitting 268 this season. Six bombs and 27 RBIs. 2-2. Off the plate. Counts full. Eduardo Valencia to follow for Lakeland. Here at the top of the first inning. Two outs, bases clear, no score. 3-2. Swinging a fly ball, tugged in the air, deep down the right field line. McGuire over in foul territory, makes the catch. That ends the half inning. A 1-2-3 top of the first. Marauders to bat here, no score on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Lecom Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at bradentonmarauders.com.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Bottom one at Lecom Park in Bradenton, Florida. No score between the Flying Tigers and the Marauders as Carlson Reed pitches scoreless 1-2-3. Top of the first inning. Braylon Bishop, Connor Delgado, Omar Alfonso to battle Cole Patton, the right-hander. Wheels and deals, first pitch to lefty is a high bouncer on the ground. Right side, Gonzalez backs up, low throw to first. One pitch, one out, just like the top of the first inning. Seen some early swinging between both sides. Cole Patton, 24 years of age, 6'4", 194. Native of Pompton Plains, New Jersey. One out, base is clear for Connor Delgado. The pitch, Monchon pulled back, it's low down and in. Pompton Plains is in Morris County of New Jersey. Pitch, it's low. 2-0, excuse me, on the switch hitting. Delgado. He's up in North Jersey next to Wayne. Near Paramus is near the park a little bit as that's smacked out towards right center field. It drops in base hit. Single for Connor Delgado, who had a double in the first inning last night. He's aboard. Man on with one out in the first inning. The numbers on Patton this year. As lefty Alfonso Diggs and making his first start this year. First pitch is down and away for a ball. A change up there, it's 1-0. Has made two appearances for Lakeland, five innings total, one run on three hits, a walk and a strikeout. He struck out a dozen in six and a third innings for the FCL Tigers this year. 1-0, it's foul back behind him out of play for a strike and the count's even. Patton was a 17th round pick by the Tigers back in 2022 out of Villanova. School mostly known for its basketball program, a couple national championships. 1-1, that's up Hyde's ball two. 1-1985 against a really good Georgetown team. 1-2016 against UNC, and then 2018. They won again. 2016, the Chris Jenkins game winner. 2-1's outside, ball three, and Omar Alfonso. In 2018, they beat Michigan. Three, one. Outside, ball four. Two on with one out in the bottom of the first inning for Garrett Forrester. Patton actually started his career at Seton Hall, so went from one Big East school to another. Was again born in Pompton Plains, but grew up in Manasquan, so on the Jersey Shore. Third baseman Garrett Forrester in a scoreless ball game. Runners in motion, first pitch is a called strike, no throw down anywhere. A double steal. All of a sudden, infield has to come in with one out, no score. Marauders are threatening against the righty Patton. The 0-1 is whipped out of this for a strike, it's 0-2. Forrester coming off a three-hit night last night. It was 3-for-4, in which all three hits came in his last three trips. That's his third three-hit game of the season for a guy that has spent a lot of time on the injured list. He's played now in just 32 games. 0-2 is high and tight for a ball. That's a pretty nice trend for him. When he gets hits, he gets them in bunches, so it's a dangerous threat then. Patton sets the 1-2. Called third strike, 94 on the inside corner. And the electronic auto balls and strikes punches out Garrett Forrester. Second and third, two outs. Justin Mickness, the DH. Bradenton on Tuesday was just 1-for-14 with runners in scoring position. First pitch to the lefty, Justin Mickness is outside for a ball. A lot of changeups early from Patton. Get some of these lefties. Well, last night, Bradenton, they were 2-for-7. 1-0. Fastball clips the outside corner, called strike. Mickness on the year, playing in his 26th game. He's 9-for-57 with a double, a home run, and four RBIs. First game for him this week. The 1-1. Fastball outside for ball two. He's also got a win under his ledger as a pitcher. That was on the Sunday when Marauders for the All-Star break. They ran out of pitching, and so Mickness came in, got the last out in the 12th inning. Did not allow a run, and they won the game in the bottom half of the inning. 2-1. Off the plate for a ball. And Patton has just not been able to throw enough strikes here. 17 total pitches to 7 strikes. Three-one, swing and a miss. Good fastball, 92. Patton hoping to strand two on the base paths at the bottom of the first inning. Count is full, open base at first, Rivas to follow. Spin towards second, now they got him caught in between second and third. Patton looking at Alfonso, throws home, and they got Delgado in a pickle. Run it back towards third, a throw, and they got him. So Marauders run into an out in the first inning. That ends the inning. No runs across. We go to the second, no score on the Marauders broadcast network.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly?
What's in this box?
Is this tree good for climbing?
How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Top of the second inning as Bradenton and Lakeland are scoreless. Marauders ran into an out on the base pass in that last half inning. Otherwise, they would have left two men on the base pass. Carlson Reed facing 4, 5, and 6, a 1-2-3 top of the first inning. He threw three pitches to the first two batters, then threw seven to Brett Callahan. Righty catcher Eduardo Valencia shatters his bat on a pop-up right back to Reed, who squeezes it in front of the mound, but the shard goes right to the top step of the dugout. Some friendly fire there from Valencia, but he was left with nothing. So looks down at the little piece of what he's got left in his hand as he walks back to the third base dugout. One out, no score, top two, Isaac Pacheco. A minor league rehabber steps in the left side, gets the righty Reed, first pitch. Dots the outside corner, 93 called strike. Now one thing for Reed so far, we've seen one ground out through the first four batters as the 0-1 is flown in the air deep to right field towards the corner. McGuire checking back, but it is foul. Ended up on the boardwalk as it rolled out. Strike two on Pacheco. Reed is really a ground ball pitcher. He picks up a lot of strikes outs too with his pitch arsenal. But with that sinker that he features, it induces a lot of ground outs. Comes in with the second best ground ball rate in the Florida State League according to Fangraphs. among pitchers who have pitched at least 60 innings. It's the 19th best in minor league baseball, the top in the Pirates org. 0-2, down and in with a slider for a ball. Pacheco other night went 1-for-3 with a double. Now his second game on rehab. 1-2. Bounce, another slider for ball two. Reed, 21 years old. He's a tall pitcher, 6'5", 220. 2-2 is fouled back. Takes a really big stride downhill then. If you look at Marauder's social media, go on Twitter or X, whatever it's called now, and you look at the game day graphic, there's a picture of Reed and just a big stride. 2-2's fouled off at home plate. Was a fourth round pick last year out of West Virginia. His teammate J.J. Weatherall went in the first round this year. Two two. Ricky ball fouled back as Pacheco. A good battle here between him and Carlson Reed. And Reed has really been one of the most consistent arms you will find here in Bradenton this year. There are a lot of pitchers who are injured, obviously. 2-2. It's top foul at home plate. On top of a changeup there. Oh, as the opening day starter against Clearwater way back on April 5th, it seems like yesterday. Now here we are, almost to August. 2-2 again. That's low. Tried another off-speed. So Pacheco, who was behind 0-2, has now worked it to full. He had fouled off four straight pitches before that pitch. 3-2 now. Is on the ground. Foul first base side. This will be the 10th. That was the 10th pitch of the at-bat. This will be number 11 now between Pacheco and Reed. Set from the first base side of the rubber. And he wheels and deals home the payoff. That bounces in with a fastball, ball four, and he lost him. Pacheco wins the battle. First man to reach today against Carlos Serena. It's a one-out walk in the second inning. Lakeland and Bradenton scoreless in this third game of a six-game set between the Tigers and the Pirates single-A affiliates. Jose De La Cruz, the right-hander, playing right field today. Reed sets and kicks home. Fastball to knees, called strike at 91. The walks have been the one thing for Carlson Reed, but really he's done a much better job lately as of doing that as well. Walked just one last week against Tampa. One's low with that sinker. It's 1-1. Walked two against Jupiter. Did walk four against Fort Myers. That's actually where the one team he has struggled against has been Fort Myers. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good off speed. The head-to-head against Fort Myers, don't have the numbers on me if you exclude those games, but his three largest walk number games have come against Fort Myers. 5 on May 31st, and 4 on May the 3rd, and 4 on July 2nd. He has one other four-walk game. It's 1-2. Slider outside of the count's even. That came in Lakeland on April 12th, his second start of the year, where he allowed just two runs, though, on three hits. Left a lot of foot traffic out there. 2-2. Swing and a miss for a strike three. Slaughter gets him. Might have been a foot off the plate. But Reed has his first strikeout. Two gone in the second inning for Clayton Campbell. And seven. Campbell playing third base today. Right on right matchup. First pitch is tipped into the glove of Wilmer Alfonso for a strike. Campbell playing in his 71st game. He's been pretty much an everyday guy. Bradenton playing their 93rd game this year. The 0-1. Fastball driven deep down the right field line, foul. Strike two. Campbell hitting 186 with 11 doubles, 4 home runs, and 33 RBIs. Doesn't strike out much either, just 64 in 236 at-bats. 0-2. Outside for a ball. Yesterday, Carlos Jimenez struck out 7 in 5 innings. One-two runner in motion. Swing and a miss. Chased a slider down and away. And Carlson Reed strikes out 2. And a scoreless second inning. 1.5 gone, no score on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store. Located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Leacon Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys. Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Bottom two, no score between Lakeland and Bradenton as Carlos Reed has 2 strikeouts through 2 scoreless innings. Justin Mignes back to the plate to start against the righty Cole Patton. Opening pitch to lefty Mignes. He grounds it softly to the right side. De La Cruz off the bag and Lowe with it steps on it. One pitch, one out. Mignes, who was at the plate last half inning when Connor Delgado was cost ceiling picked off. And so Mignes, that was a full count. And so he goes from seeing a full count to seeing just one pitch. He already saw a lot of pitches. Not an official at bat, though, or plate appearance. One out, base is clear for the righty Javier Rivas. Opening pitch is on the inner edge, called strike at 92. Rivas, the hero yesterday, as he calls time. Had a 2-run home run in the fifth inning that gave Bradenton a 3-2 lead. And then the bullpen went 4 scoreless afterwards. It picked up a win for Carlos Jimenez. The 0-1. Fastball into the hands. Rolled foul. Third base side softly for strike two. Patton staying on top of the hill. Stares in, 0-2. Swing and a miss. High in a fastball, 94 miles an hour. Second K for Patton. Two outs for the lefty, Emmanuel Torero. Well, Patton, his last name, it's spelled differently than General George Patton, the Torres, Army General. First pitch is outside of the lefty for a ball. It spells it P-A-T-T-E-N. George Patton, P-A-T-T-O-N. And now he'll have to receive a new baseball as he throws it back towards the first base dugout. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Good changeup on Terrero. It's 1-1. Patton, though, was placed on the 7-day IL last year on June 30th when he was pitching for Lakeland. Moved from the 7-day to the 60-day. 1-1 is whipped out and missed for strike two. And then he was on a rehab with the Complex League team June 11th and then activated on June 29th. 1-2 offering. And Terrero cranks this one well. Deep right center field, out towards the Kona bar, and it's gone. And Manuel Terrero is third bomb of the year. Marauders have taken flight in the second inning. It's 1-0 Bradenton. Bradenton just continues to hit home runs. They had the third most in single A this month. And they got one here. Here's Juan Arez, right-handed hitting first baseman, first pitch. And he swings and misses that at off-speed for a strike. So Bradenton, they missed out on the opportunity in the first inning. And they get him back here. The 0-1. Fastball at the knees, called strike. Two strikes down on Jerez. 0-2. Swing and a tip. Secured by Valencia. That ends the half inning. Two strikeouts, but a home run from Emmanuel Terrero. 1-0 Bradenton after two here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Bradenton with a 1-0 lead after a Emmanuel Terrero home run of the second inning as we open the third. First pitch to Alvaro Gonzalez from Carlos Cerrita is off the plate for a ball. Yeah, it's 1-0. 8-9-1 coming to the plate here. 1-0. Bounces in for a ball. Reed working first base, side of the rubber. Comes together. A 2-0. Now Outside for a ball. It's 3-0. Struck out the last two to end the second inning after giving up a one-out walk. 3-0. Dribbled the first base side. Perez gloves at the shoe top, steps in the back behind the first base side. And good out there from Carlson Reed as he fell behind 3-0 and still gets Gonzalez to ground out. One nothing, Bradenton in the third. In steps Denarius De La Cruz, the first baseman. As Reed pivots home. First pitch fastball down the heart of the plate, 93 called strike. Carlson Reed still, he looks so fresh this late in the year, especially for a guy that was a closer last year. The one slider skips in for a ball. Was a closer at West Virginia. He was even one of the best in the country, named to the National Collegiate Baseball Writers Association Stopper of the Year. On one's in tight. It's 2-1. The stop of the year, it's a watch list. It's kind of a little bit like, I believe it, Major League Baseball, the best closer award. 2-1's fouled off. I think it's the Hoffman Award, maybe, named after Trevor Hoffman, something like that. Two balls and two strikes. Offering home. Swing and a miss for strike three. Another breaking ball. Three strikeouts for Carlson Reed. He's punched out three to the last four. Two quick outs here in the third inning. It is in the American League. They made it in 2014. They named it the Mariano Rivera Award after, obviously, you know who up in New York, and then Trevor Hoffman in the National League. So that makes sense. Pitch to Dom Johnson, the righty. He's downstairs for ball one. Two outs, base is empty. 1-0 Bradenton in the third. Actually, a Pirate won it back in 2015. Bounces in with a breaking ball. It's 2-0. Mark Melanson won in 2015. There have been a couple repeat winners in both sides, but Craig Kimbrell has won it both in the American League and in the National League. That is an interesting note. 2-0. That's lined back up the middle and through into center field. A base hit for Dom Johnson. Unfortunately, Craig Kimbrell today did not have some good fortunes. The Orioles, they still end up winning 7-6 in extras, but close the game in the ninth inning. Marlins scored three. Just one earned run, though, allowed by Kimbrel out of three runs. Samuel Hill, right-handed hitting shortstop with two outs of men on. The first pitch is low with a changeup. Josh Hader has won the award three times, and he was with the Brewers in the NL Central. Saw a lot of Pirates those years, the 1-0. And fastball on the outer half, called strike. Now for me growing up, I always remember more Mariano, more Bo. Trevor Hoffman kind of caught the late tailwind of his career. Spinning a toss to first. Last pitch in 2010, age 42. 1-1. On the inside edge, called strike. Hill turns towards the dugout. Obviously, Mariano, 95 to 2013, winning five World Series. He pitched until he was 43 back in 2013. 1-2. Swinging a high chopper, slowly hit right side. Bobbled off the glove of Jerez, and it kicks past Delgado at second. That will be an E3 that puts a man on, and it keeps the inning rolling. It was a bit awkward for Jerez, who was playing way off the back then, to receive it. Well, first of all, before the pitch was even thrown, Dom Johnson took a spill at first, dancing off the bag. Then Jerez moved a little bit, maybe out of uncharted territory. Oh, Reed was getting over. They would have had him. Just took his eye off the ball. So the inning goes on with two outs in the third. 1-0 Marauders, but first and second for Brett Callahan, lefty. Opening pitch. That's low with a changeup for ball one. Reed right now at 48 pitches on the day. He's throwing 17 in this half inning. Comes set, looks to second, the pitch. Outside for ball two. It's 2-0. Callahan did not play yesterday. Was 0-for-5 with 4 Ks. Have been on a tear the last 10 games, though, hitting over 320. Two-ball pitch. Off the plate for ball three. This is where Reed just needs to bear down. A couple of peeling changeups as the wind has picked up and is now surging at the center. And a fastball low for ball four. That walks Callahan to load them up for Eduardo Valencia. Pitching coach Matt Ford walks out from the first base dugout. That gives us a chance to take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. We start in the Pirates org. Indianapolis getting rolling at 7:38, Mike Burrows on the hill. That is in Iowa. Greensboro's ahead 1-0 over the Asheville Tourists. They're in the middle of the third inning at First National Bank Field. As Jack Brannigan had an RBI double and scores Mitch Jebb. And so Grasshoppers take the lead. Wow, Dominic Paracci. I don't want to say anything too great so far. He has gone 3 hitless in scoreless innings, 7 strikeouts. He's punched out 7 of the 9, has also thrown just 34 pitches. About as good as you can get. Altoona is up 2-1 on Erie. Poyu Chen has been throwing the ball really well. Former Marauder. Struck out just 1 so far in 3 innings, but he's been pitching really, really well. Base is loaded here, 2 outs, 1-0 Bradenton in the third. As the ready Reed first pitch to Eduardo Valencia is a slider that he has called strike. Inning has prolonged here due to an error, which then led to a walk. It was a 2-out single. Last 3 men have gone on a base. The 0-1 is swinging a high chopper off the glove of Reed. Behind the mound now, that will bring in the game-tying run on an infield single. Just a really good pitch from Reed, just not the result, though. And we're tied at 1. Doesn't get much tougher than that. It was, even with his 6'5" frame, is over his head. Base still full. Isaac Pacheco, the lefty, for his pitch. It's a breaking ball on the inner edge, called strike. That will be an unearned run against the ledger for Carlson Reed. The 0-1. Fastball high above the letters. That's the other thing you hope, too, that he doesn't run into this pitch limit here in this half inning. The 1-1. Cut on a miss down, a fastball 94 in the outside corner. He's up to 25, and I think if he doesn't get Pacheco here, he'll start to see some action up at the bullpen in right field. Bases are full of Flying Tigers. Two outs, a run in, a tie game. One ball, two strikes the count. The offering home. Slider low and in. It gets away past Alfonso. Here comes the runner. No throw home. It's 2-1 Lakeland on a ball of backstop. Callahan and Valencia follow up. They're up second and third down with still two gone. It's been a long third inning for Carlson Reed. Once again, both these runs will be unearned. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Nasty changeup from Carlson Reed. He's got his fourth K, but Lakeland has the lead 2-1. They go to the bottom of the third here at Lecom Park on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojta, Aaron Anthony, Nat the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
Bottom three, 2-1 Lakeland after they score two runs in the top of the third inning as Cole Patton back out on the hill. First pitch to the lefty Sullivan McGuire is a fastball on the outside edge, called strike. McGuire comes in with a lengthy on-base streak. 0-1, and the lefty takes down and away for a ball. First appearance this week for McGuire, the Australian. 1-1. Fastball driven well the opposite way to left. Thompson back to his right, makes the catch on the run. Just shy of the track. A loud first out to open up this third inning. Leadoff man put away for Braylon Bishop in the home half of the third inning. And both runs that were scored are unearned runs against Carlson Reed. So his ERA still drops here. First pitch to Braylon Bishop is whipped out and missed. Bishop starting for the second straight game tonight. Patton wheels the 0-1. Skips in for a ball. Patton's 1-1. Foul back to the screen for strike two. Bishop this year hitting 214 in 36 games. Seven doubles, four home runs, and 14 RBIs. He's stolen also 10 bases and 11 tries. He missed a chunk of the season due to injury that he occurred in Lakeland. 1-2's rolled foul. Went on the injured list on April 12th. He left a game that week in Lakeland. Early it was actually at the plate. He heard something swinging and then try to play the outfield and just had to go in. 1-2 sails up and away. Was on there for just over a month. May 14th was activated then. Now back healthy. 2-2. Breaking ball, flown in the air. Weakly hit, shallow right field. De La Cruz on the run in. Can't get there. It dunks in a base hit for Braylon Bishop. He's aboard. Third hit today for Bradenton. They've had one in each of the last three innings now. Runner at first with one out, and now a base running threat too. As switch hitting second baseman Connor Delgado batting left. Pitch to him, he swings and misses at for strike one. Cole Patton again played at Seton Hall and Villanova, the Big East Conference. The 0-1, that's low down and in for a ball. There have been two players that have made All-Star games to come out of Villanova. Actually one player in the big leagues from Villanova right now. He's going to toss to first. Now, Mickey Vernon played from 1939 to 1960. He was actually ended up living out in Media, Pennsylvania, just outside of the Philly area, but seven-time All-Star. Pitch. That's off the plate outside. It's 2-1 on Delgado, who singled his first time up. Played for the Pirates in 1960. His last year in the big leagues. 2-1. Little dribbler on the ground. Right side. It sneaks through in the center. Bishop chugs for third. He's in with a slide. Back-to-back singles in the third inning. Homer Alfonso, the next man up. 2-1 Lakeland, but maybe not for long with one out in the third. And Alfonso at the plate, who walked his first time up. Well, many don't know, too, at Seton Hall, though, the two big baseball lumps come out of there. They're really good ones, including one of them who's a Hall of Famer. Where Alfonso, the lefty, against the righty Patton. First pitch is a fastball fouled straight back for strike one. Craig Biggio was a former Seton Hall Pirate. He's now the Baseball Hall of Fame. Inducted back in 2015. The 0-1 is low for a ball. Son Cavan, who was with the Blue Jays this year. He's now the Dodgers. One-one. That's flown in the air the opposite way. Johnson starts back now after he was frozen. This is deep enough to score Bishop from third. And we're tied again at two on a sack fly from Omar Alfonso. Two outs in the third inning for Garrett Forrester. A new tie game is Forrester looking. Now it's back here. Strikeout looking his first time around. Check on the runner at first with a dive. The other big baseball lump out of Seton Hall is Mo Vaughn. The best power hitters. That was obviously around the steroid era in the 90s and the 2000s. As Forrester lines it into left center, base hit. Delgado touches second. He's heading for third. A throw is late and offline. Third single in this third inning. They're at the corners with two outs. A run in. Justin Mignus, the hitter. Thank you. mound visit as Nick Green jogs out. Mo Bonin, a lot of good years in Boston. And it went out to Anaheim and then finished his last 2 years in the Mets in 02 and 03. Guy who is from the Hudson Valley here in New York, Pauling, New York, Mo Bonin was. There's one story that I know. Went to college at Providence College in the Big East Conference, no longer have baseball, but Mo Bonin allegedly hit like a 520-foot home run off the Priory where all the priests live on campus. That's my one Mo Bonin story. First and third, two outs in the third inning. Lakeland 2, Bradenton 2, and Justin Mignes the hitter. First pitch to the lefty, here it is. Caught on a missed out, a good change up there for strike one. One more Pirate, too, who ended up at Seton Hall. Many Pirates fans will remember Jason Grilley, their old closer. 2011 and 2014, a Pirate. 0-1, hard hit on the ground through the right side. It's another single and another run from Justin Mignes. Forrester scampers to third. 3-2 Bradenton on the single from Justin Mignes. Four hits, all singles in this half inning. They just keep going first and third on ground balls in the infield. As Rebos digs in with two outs, first and third, 3-2 Bradenton. They scored two runs in this third inning to counteract the two runs scored by Lakeland in the top half of the frame. Rebos the righty. Pitch, fastball drill, foul, right side out of play. Third of the inning, I can say. Patton pitched three innings in his last appearance in St. Lucie before the All-Star break. Hasn't pitched in 2 weeks to the day. The 0-1 is fisted up in the air, first base side, foul ground. Catch is made by Denarius De La Cruz, but that ends the half inning and a big inning for Bradenton. They scored two, now lead 3-2 after three on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Top of the fourth inning as Bradenton has the lead again at 3-2. First pitch to the righty, Carlson Reed bounces in for a ball to Jose De La Cruz. 6, 7, and 8 up in the order. 1-0. Fastball whiffed out and missed up in the zone. At 92, it's 1-1. A sack fly to Mignes, single score both runs. 1-1. Down and away for a ball. Carlson Reed comes in with now 60 pitches in this half in the ballgame. He's thrown two in this half inning. He came up with 58 after three. 2-1. That just misses low. Not by much. 3-1. The offering. Going on a missed. Fastball in the hands, and it's full on De La Cruz. Struck out swinging back in the second. Swing and a miss as De La Cruz really fished after a slider there. That was way down and out of the zone, but 5 Ks now for Reed. He's got two of them against De La Cruz. One out, base is empty. Clayton Campbell already. Pitch. It's a fastball down and out of the zone for ball one. Bradenton 3, Lakeland 2. Flying Tigers being out at 6-2. 1-0. Down and away for a ball. Just about 10 minutes from now, Indianapolis will be pushing off against Iowa. Against the Cubs. 2-0. Fastball off the end of the bat. Foul off behind Tome. The Indians have had a few big offensive games the last two nights. They had one really special thing last night, though. 2-1 is called strike on the outside corner. Over Peguero and Matt Fraser each had a grand slam yesterday. Two grand slams in the same game by the same team. 2-2 is slowly dribbled foul third base side. There's only been one big league team to do that. That is the Pittsburgh Pirates. Even last night, too, Altoona, they turned a triple play. So it was a day of notable things to happen in the Pirates' org. Well, nothing too crazy. But there are a couple of great defensive plays, but nothing of the sorts of a triple play. For Dylan Cease today for the White Sox, not a no-hitter was thrown. You never know what's going to happen to the ballpark today. 2-2. Up high. Just lost the fastball, 94 there. And it's full on Campbell. Second straight batter to go full. Here it is. Caught on a miss for strike three. 94 on the outer half. 6 punch outs for Carlson Reed. Well, 4 of his 6 have come between De La Cruz and Campbell. 2 outs, base is clear. 3-2 Marauders in the 4th inning. Off for Arkansas, the lefty. Fastball, the knees called strike. The 0-1. Down and in for a ball, and the count's even. One-one. Fastball top of the plate, foul. Indians also had a really kind of funny treat today. Talking about Mike Burrows coming back from Tommy John. Pitched here for about 3 weeks on rehab. Put out on their social media account today. So 1-2, and that's on the ground towards first. Knocked down by Jerez behind the bag. Flipped to Reed, who's covering. They still get the out. And the old Michael Jordan, I'm back tweet for Indianapolis. Mike Burles on the hill. 3.5 gone, 3-2 Bradenton on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Interested in having your next birthday, family, or group outing at Leecom Park? Enjoy discounted rate on tickets when you bring a group of 10 or more to a Marauders game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or ask us about booking one of our hospitality areas like the Lepensi Plumbing Pools and Air Party Deck or the Boardwalk Barbecue. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today or visit us at BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Innocent say I keep a check. She was a bad, bad, nevertheless. Calling it quits now, baby, I'm a wreck. Crash at my place, baby.
Bottom four, Bradenton with a one-run lead on Lakeland at 3-2 as Cole Patton starts from the windup, then works home for his pitch, and it's fouled straight back by Amado Terrell for strike one. 9-1-2 to the plate here against Patton in his fourth inning of work. Hasn't gone more than three this year. The 0-1, outside with a breaking ball in the counts even. I mentioned earlier, but he went three innings of one run ball in St. Lucie on July 11th. It's in 14 days since then. 1-1. Cut on a miss. Good change up there. Strike two. Last year, it's a 1-2. And Terrero strikes out swinging. Another change up. It's a strikeout. Fourth K of the day for Patton as Juan Jerez, the righty, digs in. One out, base is clear, 3-2 Bradenton. Opening pitch, Jerez lays off for a ball. Well, last year went four innings or more. Six different times, 1-0. Fastball fouled off at home plate for a strike. In which two of them came against Bradenton, went four innings on May 9th, and then June 20th went five innings, one run ball, seven strikeouts. The first one was in Bradenton here at Leecom Park, so a familiar park for him to pitch in. 1-1. That's ripped out to miss on a changeup for strike two. Faced Bradenton a good bit last year. Was mostly a bullpen arm. Did make three starts last year. The 1-2 is a cue shot right in front of home plate. Barehanded by Valencia. Fires to first. Two gone. There's a righty standing in the bullpen for Lakeland, but he may have to wait another inning before coming in. Marauders three runs on six hits and one error. Lakeland two runs on two hits and no errors. Lefty Solomon McGuire. Pitch. Pass ball on the inner edge, called strike. McGuire lined out the left field his first time around. Comes in with a 13-game on base streak. The 0-1. Ball in the outer half, called strike. He's in the hole quickly. It's been a weird streak, too, for McGuire. You know, he's walked a little bit, he's hit a little bit. The 0-2, that bounces in. But it hasn't been a streak where he's lit the world on fire. It just does enough to keep it going along. Has had a few big games through there. Had a probably good 5-7 game stretch where he hit really well. 1-2 is line foul, first base side. Almost took out Ernesto Irizarry. McGuire, who was called up back in April from extended spring training. 1-2. Swinging a roller. Softly hit foul, first base side. It's a really intriguing prospect. One is 21 years old. Turned that in March. Named of Kellyville, Australia, just outside Sydney. 1-2. Breaking ball low. It's a league that has seen a lot of Australians so far. Rickson Wingrill for Fort Myers. A handful of others. 2-2. Popped up right side of the infield. Gonzalez is in, but De La Cruz calls him off and makes the catch on the dirt on the infield. We go to the fifth, 3-2 Marauders ahead on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology, and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
ABC, easy as 1, 2, 3. I'll say, will I throw, bring me ABC, 1, 2, 3, baby, you and me, girl. Easy as 1, 2, 3. I'll say, will I throw, bring me ABC.
Top five, Bradenton 3, Lakeland 2. Here at Leacock Park, as Denarius De La Cruz takes a first pitch breaking ball from Carlson Reed for strike one. Lakeland scored both their runs in the third inning, the 0-1. Ricky Ball whiffed at it, missed again for a strike. It's ironic, that was the same thing happened yesterday. Lakeland scored both runs in a 3-2 loss in the third inning. Seems to be their inning then. There have been a few this year that have gone Bradenton's way in terms of runs scored per inning. 0-2 is fouled back to the screen. Now the Marauders, the eighth inning seems to be their inning. They have scored the most runs in the eighth, 54 of them. They are plus six in that category. 0-2, the dirt for a ball. But there have been a few lopsided ones as well. They are running a negative 28 differential out, scored being 69 of 41 in the sixth inning. One, two. Breaking ball, fished after for strike three. 7 Ks for Carlson Reed, one gone in the fifth. He's got De La Cruz for the second time. So 6 of the 7 have come from just 3 guys. Nonetheless, a punch out there as Reed trying to go through 5 innings and qualify for a win. Dom Johnson, the righty. Breaking ball hacked and missed at for strike one. There is a righty warming the bullpen for Bradenton. nods the 0-1. And bounces in with a pitch there in the dirt. You know, another inning, too, that the Marauders have not been great in is the fourth inning. 56-33, they've been outscored in. 1-1. That settles outside for a ball. Changeup. What you think about it, it makes sense a little bit. Third inning is usually, okay, first time through the order. Now they're starting to see him a second time, and how do they alter? 2-1, that's it. Well fouled on the left field line. That was squished off the bat of Dom Johnson. And then kind of the sixth inning is the same thing. We start to see a guy for the third time around the fifth and the sixth. 2-2. And a cut out of miss for strike three. 95 on the gun. 8 strikeouts for Carlson Reed. He has punched out 9 this year. One time against Clearwater. So he's one away from getting there. 2 outs, base is clear. 3-2 Marauders in the fifth. First pitch to Samuel Heal. Is a fastball at the kneecaps, called strike. Well, the one unfortunate thing is that if he gets Heal, that's it for him for the day. The 0-1. Cut out a miss on a slider for strike two. He's at 87 pitches, but one strike away from tying his career high. 0-2. Slider down and away. He's working at a rapid pace right now. He's locked in. 2 outs, base is clear. Reed gets a sign. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He gets a sword on his 9th K, his fastest pitch of the night, 96, and he's through 5. We're halfway home, 3-2 Bradenton on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $30, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. So join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club today and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Falls night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Bottom five, Bradenton with a 3-2 lead. New arm in as Jake Miller faces Braylon Bishop, top of the order. First pitch is on the ground through the 5-6 hole in the left field. Braylon Bishop says, welcome to Lecom Park. His first pitch swinging, it's a base hit. So Miller comes in for Cole Patton, who goes 4 innings, gives up 3 runs on 6 hits, 1 walk, and 4 strikeouts. And again, now Miller is in the lefty. Faces the switch hitter Delgado, batting right down for the first time. Thinks outside for a ball. Runner on, nobody out. 3-2 Bradenton. 3-0 Jake Miller. 1-0. Bunt shown and is fouled off the glove of Valencia. Numbers on Miller this year, he's 7-1 with a 1.33 ERA in 16 appearances. He has started two games as well. 8 walks, 68 Ks in 54 in a third innings. He readies the 1-1. And a fastball down and in. 93, it's 2-1. Eighth round pick in 22 by the Tigers out of Valparaiso. Two on. After a breaking ball low. Was born in Suffern, New York, though. It's in Rockland County, just right near the New York border. 3-1. Fastball low, ball four. First two men reach against him. As Omar Alfonso walks the plate with two on, nobody out in the fifth inning. Bradenton looking to add to their 3-2 lead. They've got 7 hits today. Single on the first pitch by Bishop. Now the walk to Delgado. Lefty Alfonso, who's so far does not have an at-bat yet. First pitch is a slider outside. He walked his first time up, then a sack fly in the third, a drive and a run. One up two scored that inning. That run did tie the ball game. Which scored Bishop, who's at second right now, 1-0. Fastball at the knees, called strike at 93. One ball, one strike on the Pirates' top 30 prospects, and Omar Alfonso. Miller kicks the pitch. Called strike at the knees. Miller this season has been excellent against the Marauders. He's pitched in two games that have spanned 5 innings. 1-2. That's low. Does have one win. Has given up just 2 unearned runs on 1 hit, 1 walk, 8 strikeouts. That's an 0.59 average against. That's pretty good. Two-two, swing and a miss for strike 3. And Miller with a much-needed strikeout there. He gets Alfonso. Still runners at first and second for Garrett Forster. In the fifth inning, Bradenton 3, Lakeland 2 on this Thirsty Thursday. Don't forget, tomorrow is Christmas in July. Bring out your ugly sweater shirt. To the ballpark tomorrow. Ready, Garrett Forster takes a backdoor slider for a called strike. Also, the first 250 fans will receive a free Marauders Christmas ornament. Get to put it on your Christmas tree in December. The 0-1 is ripped out and missed for a strike. It's 0-2, or if you celebrate Festivus, you can put it on your tall metal pole. Whichever suits you. Oh, and two on Forster as Miller is battling back here against Forster. Long stare to second, 0-2. That's low. Forster 1-for-2, he singled in the third, struck out looking in the first. But now facing a lefty. And Jake Miller. Royster limited time. Hadn't seen too many lefties this year then. 1-2. On the ground towards third, behind the bag. Campbell the second for one. They get the out there. Turn to first. They turn two. Around the horn, inning ending 5-4-3, double play, and Miller gets out of the jam in the fifth inning. We play on to the sixth, 3-2 Bradenton on the Marauders broadcast network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders team store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Luigi Hernandez enters the ball game out of the bullpen for the Bradenton Marauders as he replaces Carlson Reed, who is in line for the win right now. Bradenton 3, Lakeland 2 as we open up the top of the sixth inning. Brett Callahan, the lefty. Pitch is over the heart of the plate for a called strike. Carlson Reed struck out the side in the fifth inning. He struck out five of the last six that he saw. The 0-1 pass below. At 94, and the count's even. Ends up going five innings, just two runs allowed. Both of them were unearned. They came back in the third inning. 1-1. And driven foul left side out of play. Walked just two, struck out nine. Loaders here at a 2-4-3 on the season. 1-2. Check swing and got him to go around. Fastball in the outer half at 94. That is now 10 strikeouts as a pitching staff. But the 20-year-old Luigi Hernandez is now in. He was born in the Bronx, September of 2003. First pitch, the righty Valencia. Just misses the outer edge for ball one. Hernandez making his 15th appearance is 2-1 with a 7.22 ERA. 1-0. And slider outside for a ball. 31 walks, 40 strikeouts, and 33 and two-thirds innings. The 2-0. Fastball at the kneecaps, called strike. Valencia drove in one of those two runs in the third with a single. One pitch is fouled straight back. Hernandez in his last outing in Tampa gave up two runs on two hits and two and two thirds, but had a really good outing the last time he's here at Lecom Park. He went four scoreless against Jupiter on that Sunday finale before the All-Star break. 2-2. Bounces in. He's lost the handle on a fastball there. Full count pitch, here it is. Inside, ball four. It's with a fastball as he ran it in. One out walk in the sixth inning. Bradenton with a 3-2 lead on Lakeland. Trade deadline coming up just over a week from now. Pirates have made a few trades and a few acquisitions today alone in terms of signing players and trading. Isaac Pacheco, the lefty, takes outside for ball one. Pirates have traded minor league outfielder in Gilberto Celestino to the Cubs today. Celestino was in AAA Indianapolis. Saw him here at Lecon Park in spring training. The 1-0. Fastball catches the outside black, called strike. So that was one trade that the Pirates made today. The return is cash considerations. 1-1. That runs just down and in for a ball. Looked good though. Hernandez ready's in the 2-1. Breaking ball, caught on a missed out for a strike. Pirates also signed three other draft picks today. As of about just before game time, 6:21 Eastern time. 2-2, that's lined off the glove of Perez and down the right field line. Hits off the sidewall as Valencia digs for third. A relay to second base is late. It's a double for Pacheco. Boy, Jerez, if he came up with that one, would have had a double play. That was all reaction. And Pacheco and the Flying Tigers have something cooking here in the sixth inning. Second and third, one out. Tiger on a board at third base. Going to run at second. Ready, Jose De La Cruz swings to the first pitch and pounds into the air straight away center field. Bishop heading back, evens out at the warning track, and he can't make the catch, and one hops the fence. One run scores, Pacheco there as well. It's a triple for Jose De La Cruz. And Lakeland's back in front, 4-3 on the three bagger. Infield will come in on the grass here with just one out in the sixth inning. 4-3 Lakeland. Pitch to Clayton Campbell, and that's lined the opposite way to right field on the run, and over McGuire makes the catch. That will score another run though on a sack fly. And it's a 5-3 Lakeland lead. More of a sack line out there is McGuire. Boy, he checked over there really fast to cover a lot of ground and had a reach to it that left hand to make the grab. Two outs, base is clear. Alvaro Gonzalez, a switch hitter, batting left. And a fastball. He's taking the knees to call a strike 95 from Luigi. The 0-1. Up and away with the heater. It's 1-1. But going back to the Pirates, who have signed now three more draft picks. They have signed 10 in the draft now. Today they signed one of their competitive balance picks in Levi Sterling. On one check swing and home plate foul. Sterling out of Notre Dame High School in California. I believe that's the same school where Hunter Green came from, the flamethrower starter for the Reds. Hernandez 1-2. That's low with a heater. Ian Faro, 14th round pick out of Florida Gulf Coast, and then Ethan Lang, a third baseman from Ole Miss, signed as well. 2-2. And a called third strike. Backdoor breaking ball gets him as it freezes Gonzalez. Well, the inning starts and ends with a strikeout, but a couple runs score in between. 5-3, Lakeland on top of the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then, someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Jake Miller facing Justin Bickness, middle part of the order, as the first pitch is outside for ball one. 5-3, Lakeland leading here at Lecom Park. Third game of this week-long series. The 1-0 is a fastball down and away for ball two. Bickness, an RBI single in the third. Here's a 2-0, and Bickness fans on for a strike. Marauders scored two in the third to take the lead before Lakeland scored three in the top half of the inning. 2-1 just down it in for a ball. Marauders won yesterday 3-2 in a close one, which is where they've been almost... I feel like every game this season. Three runs down and away, ball four, Bickness walks. Well, Bradenton, that was their 33rd one-run game yesterday. Again, that's just over a third of their games have been decided by one run. It's crazy. Marauders are now 18-15 in one-run games. Rivas, the righty against southpaw Jake Miller, out for his second inning. Lefty deals. First pitch is tapped at home, foul. The Marauders had some offense going in the last half inning against Miller. A single then a walk to start the inning before a strikeout double play into the threat. Oh, one. That's down and in with slider cut over and missed for strike two. Rivas had that big bunt in June, but it hasn't fully replicated here in July just yet. Still some time. Rivas coming in hitting 224 on the season with 8 home runs and 31 RBIs. Oh, 2. That's at the knees, a called third strike. Second K for Miller, one gone in the sixth inning. Really, it's tough for Rivas. It was just such a tough month of April for him. He batted over 90 through the first 19 games, but he's been great since then. As the lefty Terrero takes on the outside corner, a called strike. I mean, the guy had 341 in the month of June. His average still in the low 200s. And it's just tough sometimes when you have a really bad month like that. As the 0-1 showed, bunt pulled back. It's 1-1. Terrero home run in the second inning that gave Bradenton a 1-0 lead. The 1-1. Line shown again, pulled back, and it's outside. Terrero on Tuesday had a bunt RBI single. Two on him. Shows bunt again, and misses outside. To first, Mignis is back in standing. Mignis does not have a stolen base this year. And now time is called by Emmanuel Terrero. Fastball down and away, ball four. Second walk in this happening for Jake Miller. Miller has walked three today. That is very uncharacteristic of him. You know, this year, to put it in perspective, he has had just one multi-walk game. That came on May 29th in Clearwater. He hasn't walked more than two guys in an appearance, and that's because it came across five innings. Nick Green being on the mound right now. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Indianapolis is up 2-0 in Iowa. So Mike Burrows, all is going well for him so far in AAA. Let's see, Burrows, three strikeouts and two scoreless and hitless innings. So good to see out of him. Double out, 2-0, 3-1 on Erie in the eighth inning. And Greensboro is up 6-0 on Asheville. They've held them just one hit so far. Two on, one out, 5-3 Lakeland, bottom six. Juan Jerez, the righty. And the first pitch to the lefty. His fastball just misses low at 93. FSL action all across the league today. Clearwater and Tampa playing 2-1-0. And that's down on the dirt. They must have had some more lightning delays up there in Tampa, the lightning capital of the world. And they had some rain, actually. Rain delay up there in Tampa. 2-0. And a fastball clips the inside corner, called strike. But 6-0 Threshers. That is a continuation of the game from yesterday. That was really from Tuesday. It's been a long week for both those sides of Tampa. Good thing the Marauders don't go there again. 2-1. And that's fouled off the right side out of play. St. Lucie has just won it tonight, too. They are behind 5-1 at home. Jupiter ahead on Daytona, bottom six, 5-1. And then the DJs are being shut out right now, 2-0 by Fort Myers. 2-2. And that's just low. Thought about taking a crack at it, Perez did. 3-2. Low and in ball four. Walked him. Three walks to load the bases for Solomon McGuire. And a chance to strike for gold in this sixth inning. 5-3 Lakeland, but maybe not for long. First pitch to lefty is on the outer half, called strike. McGuire 0-2. Looking to extend his on a base streak to 14 games. Lefty Miller comes set from the third base side. 0-1. Slider whiffed and a missed. Good one there, it's 0-2. He's trying to put something up in the air here to get a run in. 0-2. It's way outside for a ball. Looking to induce a chase pitch there. Marauders tonight, they're just 1-for-5 hitting with runners in scoring position. 1-2. Called third strike on the outside corner. Two Ks in the half inning have gotten both outs, so now it's up to Braylon Bishop to bring in some runs here. 5-3 Lakeland, bases are full. Bishop has been hitting well in these situations this year. Lefty hitter, first pitch. Checks the swing, lays off for a ball. Bishop is hitting 296. He's 8-for-27 in this situation. Two doubles, a triple, a home run, and 10 RBIs. And he come through here with two outs. 1-0. Fastball down and away. You know, a walk would be an RBI too. That's just productive. Miller has walked him full here. He's walked four in his outing today. And a fastball on the outer mark for a called strike. Bishop has been successful tonight. He's 2-for-3. A pair of singles in the third and the fifth. He scored in the third. Readies and strides home. The offering. Down and in for ball three. Connor Delgado to follow in this sixth inning. 5-3 Lakeland, who just took the lead in the top half with three runs. Mickness at third, Terrell at second, Perez at first. 3-1. Swing and a miss. That was a good hard fastball. Power against power. Three balls, two strikes. Runners will be in motion on the pitch. Here it is. Pop foul at the left side, out of play. Long sixth inning for Jake Miller. There hasn't been any balls put in play. There has been three walks, two strikeouts. Let's try it again against Bishop. Full count, bases full, the pitch. Swing and a miss, he got him. Miller loads him up and gets out of the jam as he escapes. 5-3 Lakeland to the seventh. We head on the Marauders broadcast network.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket, for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at bradentonmarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
First pitch, Luigi Hernandez is letter high, called strike with a fastball to open up this seventh inning, in which Lakeland has a 5-3 cushion on. 9-1-2, the 0-1-2 Denarius De La Cruz. His fastball way high. It's 1-1. Runners had the bases loaded. In the last inning with one out, could not get a run across. Here's the 1-1. Fastball ripped out and missed at 92. Denarius De La Cruz, that is. He's 0-2 tonight with two strikeouts. 1-2. Curveball down and in. Haven't seen too many of those out of the hand of Hernandez tonight. That might have been the very first one. Two-two. Fastball on the ground. Left side, it sneaks through past the glove of Forster, who was moving to his left. It's a single for Denarius De La Cruz. Leadoff man on for Dom Johnson. Three runs on two hits in the last inning for Lakeland that gave them the lead against Hernandez. So it's a no decision for Carlson Reed today. Was excellent, tied his career high with 9 strikeouts. Randy Johnson, first pitch, bunt shown, it's high and in. And you just really wonder how much longer Reed will be here. Continue to get better, especially with the control and the command. That was the big thing, was the walks, because he's got the stuff. One out is on the ground, softly into the hole. Rivas to his right, the second for one. Turn to first, it's late. 6-4 on the fielder's choice. Johnson has got speed, he can run, and so avoids a double play. Especially it was a slow developing one to get going there. One out, a runner on for Samuel Heal. 5-3 Lakeland in the seventh. First pitch is waved at a miss, top of the zone for a strike. Heal's Heal for 3 of the run scored. He reached on an error in the third inning that played it in 200 runs, and right now that's the difference. And one error. The 0-1. And a fastball upstairs. It shows you sometimes just how hard it is to win, even in the minor leagues for baseball. So you got to play the perfect game almost every night. Snapped out of first. One ball, one strike. And if so, fastball bounces in. as Alfonso pump fakes on a throw down at first. He'll 19 years of age. 2-1. That's letter high called strike. It's the league now in single A. It used to be high A, where you see a lot more really high school age type players and even really college age players. 18 to 20 year old range, 2-2. That's up and away. Especially now there's no short season league, so there's no Appalachian League, no Pioneer League, no near Penn League. Northwest League, which was short season A, is now high A. Another check on the runner at first. That's where a lot of guys would go from maybe playing in the Complex League to those leagues then. Obviously, the Complex League schedule's changed this year. It's a new thing. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Now a throw to first. He's in standing. What a strikeout on heel. Third K for Hernandez with two outs in the seventh inning. It's Brent Callahan. Even too, Brandon Tim will play St. Lucie in 2 weeks from now, and guys like Boston Barrow, who's 18 out of high school. It's a big adjustment now to come to even a level like this where facing arms that have some college experience. First pitch to Brett Callahan is a breaking ball that misses away to the lefty for ball one. That's why it was even just so eye-opening when you see guys like Aiden Miller from Clearwater, Philly's first rounder, who just come in and hit 300 in this league. It's not easy to do. 1-0. He has dribbled to the first base side and foul hit off him in the batter's box. Even too, there's no 18-year-olds here outside of Axel Plotz. He's the only one. On the Marauders roster, everybody else is at least 20. Which Plotz will be 19 in about 2.5 weeks. The 1-1. Fastball driven foul left side. Now too with the reformation of the minor leagues, Double A has been the level where you see a lot of guys get called up from Double A now, or even spend most of the time there than a month in Triple A, and then they're up in the big leagues. 1-2 runner in motion, pitches high and away, double clutch on a throw down, and it's late. Alfonso may have thought that would have been strike three, and so did not throw down. Johnson to second, two outs, 5-3 Lakeland in the top of the seventh inning. That's his fourth stolen base of the year, at least here in single A. And the 2-2, Ricky ball way outside. Three balls and two strikes on Brett Callahan. The pitch, swinging a foul back off the padding of Alfonso. Sun beginning to set here. It's pretty much gone away. Some nice pink skies. Third base side. Cue some Zach Bryan up. Three, two. Pop foul. Left side out of play. Marauders did make one roster move today, too. That was the addition of the Pirates' number three prospect in Anthony Solomito. It will be starting tomorrow. 3-2. That's it in the air. Down the left field line, slicing towards the foul line. Torero full head of steam. It bounces foul off the track. Just beyond the tarp. Here's Marty enjoying a Thursday night. I haven't gotten Marty's autograph yet. 3-2. That's a high bouncer behind the bag at first. Perez has it and steps on the base. That ends the seventh inning. No runs, hit a man left. It's stretch time. 5-3 Lakeland on top on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test. Starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Leacom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at bradentonmarauders.com.
Cennaruna menzumara, mamma mia, mamma di dare. Figlia mia, cosa dare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu. Se te peglia lo pesciaiole, isla, 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 isla.
Bottom seven, 5-3 Lakeland looking to pick up their second win in three games against Bradenton to start this week-long series. Connor Delgado, switch hitter batting right, leads things off. Pitch is fouled off of the backstop for strike one. It's nothing at one on Delgado, who's been on base all three times today. Facing the lefty, Jake Miller out for his third inning. The 0-1, slider up and in a four ball. Delgado singled in the first and the third. He walked in the fifth inning. Lefties 1-1. Check swing and one around at for a strike. Delgado, a guy who was acquired in a trade for JT Brubaker, who was on rehab at one point, Brubaker was with Tampa. One, two. And that's foul tip to the glove of Valencia for strike three. Five Ks for Miller. One gone the seventh inning for Omar Alfonso. Brubaker was actually shut down for 3 to 4 weeks. This was reported by Chris Kirshner, the athletic writer for the Yankees. First pitch foul back by Alfonso for a strike. They pulled him off rehab on Sunday. I don't know where he was, but now he's had a month. Suffering an oblique strain. Ball one, check swing. On the appeal to first, and Tyler Vandewater, he said he held up. It's 1-1. So again, that was really the deal there, which the Yankees, I'm sure, probably were hoping that Brubaker would pitch this year. 1-1, Alfonso fans on for a strike. Yankees are always going to be buyers at the trade deadline, and they may be adding some more pitching. One and two the count. The offering. Now put away for a ball. Two-two. That's fouled back. Alfonso 0 for 1 today. A walk and a sack fly. Four strikes out there. I guess that was it. Six Ks for Miller. Garrett Forrester next spin up. We're two gone quickly in the seventh. 5-3 Lakeland the pitch. Forrester takes down and away. It was a tip was squeezed by catch Eduardo Valencia. The 1-0. Fastball catches the outside corner for a called strike. Marauders are out hitting Lakeland 7-5 today. That happened on Tuesday as well when they lost. 1-1 check swing. It's top of the zone, a called strike. Last night they obviously out hit Lakeland and they won it. Two. Down on the dirt for a ball. The count's even. The one interesting trend, too, for Bradenton this year is that they have to have the lead after the sixth inning because that is or the seventh or the eighth because that's where they really play well. 2-2 popped up in the air, right side of the infield. De La Cruz behind the bag at first with two hands, makes the catch, cap high. It's a 1-2-3 seventh. We go to the 8th, 5-3 Flying Tigers on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Luis Hernandez out for another half inning of work here on the top of the eighth. 5-3 Lakeland ahead. As the right-hander Eduardo Valencia, the catcher, takes a fastball outside for ball one. 5 runs, 5 hits, no errors for Lakeland. Bradenton 3 runs on 7 hits and 1 error. The pitch is fouled back to the screen for a strike and the count's even. 1 ball, 1 strike. Valencia is 1-for-2 tonight. Pitch. Fastball down to the dirt for a ball. Valencia RBI single in the third. Then on Hernandez, 2-1. Now the hands chopped to third. Forrester chest high has it. Fires a missile first. 1 gone. Oh, Hernandez tonight. Now 2 1/3 on the bullpen for him. With Isaac Pacheco walking to the plate here. Lefty batter. 5-3 Lakeland the pitch. That's shot foul left side out of play. Talked about it this week, but Sunday, Tigers Pirates former manager Jim Leland was inducted in the Hall of Fame. But once on the outside corner, called strike. We're looking forward to next year's ballot to see who may be inducted in. Class of 2025, which will happen in January. Two's fouled off at home plate. There are some big names coming on the Hall of Fame ballot next year. Ichiro Suzuki at the top of the list. Question isn't, you know, when Ichiro will be a Hall of Famer, but will he be a first ballot Hall of Famer and also unanimous one? There's only been one player ever to do so. Pitch is outside. That was Mariano Rivera. Derek Jeter came close, but there are a few beat writers around the BBWA that did not favor Jeter. It's 1-2's high and in for a ball. It's 2-2. Pretty sure the same thing with Ken Griffey. Ken Griffey was a near Hall of Famer like Breed Amnes won. That's a 2-2. Pacheco chases after for strike three. Yeah, Ken Griffey was 99.3%. 4 Ks for Hernandez, 2 gone in the 8th inning. Base is clear for Jose De La Cruz. But it's crazy to think about that Ichiro, he's part of the 3,000 hit club. He didn't play in the major leagues until he was 27 years old. His pitch is low for a ball to Jose De La Cruz. In total between, you know, Japan and the big leagues. One of found back was one of one. Had almost 4,400 hits, Ichiro did. The other big name is a starting pitcher, but there hasn't been a starting pitcher inducted in since 2019. One's low and away for a ball. That was CeCe Sabathia. He'll be on the Hall of Fame ballot next year. First year, he'll be eligible. 2-1. That's low and away for a ball. Billy Wagner, closer, just missed the Hall of Fame vote this year. He had 73.8%, so he'll be looking to get in for next year, his last year on the ballot. 3-1 breaking ball on the inside corner, called strike. Carlos Beltran is nearing getting inducted in, but his case is a little bit scarred from the cheating scandal with the Astros back in 2017. Many forget that Beltran was supposed to manage the New York Mets. 3-2. In tight, ball four. Now Beltran still looking for a managerial job. There's a lot of banner storylines for next year in the Hall of Fame. Felix Hernandez is on the ballot for the first time, but will he get in? Kind of like Johan Santana, just a good 6-7 year period and not really a full career. Clayton Campbell, the righty, takes up and away for a ball. 5-3 Lakeland in the 8th inning. Runner on, 2 outs. The 1-0. Fastball rides in. Second base next year is also a big position. Some big names there. Chase Utley, Dustin Pedroia, and Ian Kinsler both will be on the ballot. 2-0. Fastball foul straight back out of play. It's always exciting and always up for debate, you know. Fans know when players will be on the ballot because it's 5 years after they retire. 2-1. Sharp hit ground ball on the ground. It's in the center field base hit. two-out magic here from Lakeland in the eighth inning. Oh, walking now a single. Places two on for Alvaro Gonzalez as a righty throws in Bradenton's bullpen. And so fans, and obviously many, can talk about who they think should get in and discuss on talk shows and friends, whoever. As Luis Hernandez has hit the end of the line here in the eighth inning. Two on, two outs, new pitcher in. And a 5-3 ball game controlled by Lakeview. Come back here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @B_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
Bring the kids and the entire family to Leecom Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Five-three Lakeland in the top of the eighth inning, two outs and two on. Alvaro Gonzalez, the batter, has new righty. Landon Tompkins enters out of the bullpen in right field for Bradenton. Right-hander sets, looks a second, and fires downhill. Here it is. Outside for a ball. Tompkins is a sinker baller. Fastball, sinker, slider mix. And the 1-0. On the outside corner, called strike counts even. Numbers on Tompkins this year. He's 1-0 with a 3.49 ERA in 21 appearances. 10 walks, 27 Ks, and 28 and a third. 1-1. Breaking ball low down and in. On Gonzalez, who is 0-for-3 tonight. Two on. Fastball hit well down the left field line, slices out of play, foul. Tompkins trying to put an end to the top of the eighth inning. Keep it just a two-run deficit. 2-2. Fastball hit well down the left field line again. It slices out of play. Almost near the same spot. Out towards the Lepenzi pool and party deck area. Which could be yours to rent if you make a trip down to Leecom Park anytime during spring training on the Marauder season. 2-2. And just misses high with a slider. Full count here on the leadoff man as Homer Alfonso points to first. Runners will be off and running on the pitch. Two outs, runners at first and second. 5-3 ball game in the eighth. Marauders are trailing. 3-2, there they go. And it's a called third strike. Slaughter gets him looking. That ends the eighth inning. No runs on a hit, two left. 5-3 Lakeland on top of the Marauders broadcast network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders team store. Located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Jake Miller out for the bottom of the eighth inning as the Marauders are chasing two at 5-3. 5-6 and 7 up in the order as Justin Mignis will be pinch hit here. Whereby as Marilyn Valdez. So Valdez grabs a bat. He'll hit for Mignis, who was the DH. Going for the matchup here as the righty Valdez steps in for the lefty Mignis. First pitch. Fastball fouled straight back to the screen for strike one. Well, Mignis, a good night at the plate, though. He went 1-for-2 with an RBI and a walk. Now Valdez has grabbed a bat and hit for him. Well, one, he fans on for a strike. Valdez hitting .232 this year in 73 games, 15 doubles, a dozen blasts, and 42 RBIs. 0-2. That's up and away. For ball, it's 1-2. Miller delivers. That's popped up in the air behind Tome, out of play to the seats, though. Valdez against lefties this year, hitting .242, so a bit above his average. Two, and that's flown deep in the air, right center. Now the really shallow, I should say, and it's an adventure. It drops. He was jammed, and the ball just hung up for an eternity. Ended up falling. Nine. Rivas the hitter with Valdez at first. And now time called as catcher Eduardo Valencia jogs out. These two teams continue the series tomorrow, 6:30 p.m. here at Lecom Park. Anthony Solomino again makes a start for Bradenton against Rainer Castillo. Then on Saturday, Hunlong Cheng against Hayden Minton. Gabriel Reyes, 12 p.m. Sunday, first pitch. Marauders have yet to name a starter for that one. Ready Rivas had the go-ahead home run yesterday for First pitch is fouled off right side out of play. Does he have some more magic up his sleeve today? Miller just threw pitch number 65 on the day. Lucky sets and the 0-1. Hit on the ground, sharply hit off the shortstop heel. And Rivas reaches. Back-to-back errors start this eighth inning, and the Marauders are in business. Look like maybe a tailor-made double play because it was so well hit right at heel, and they just muffed it. That changes a lot of things here. Tying runs are now on base, 5-3 Lakeland, with Emmanuel Terrero coming to the plate. Nobody out. On the left, Terrero is homered today already. He is in. Wind is blowing in from the right field foul pole, though. First pitch, bunt shown. He gets it down, third base side. Miller off the mound, spins to first. It's late. A bunt single for Emmanuel Terrero, and the bases are loaded in the eighth. Boy, have things turned quickly here. Two errors and a bunt single. And now Nick Green, pitching coach, is out. So Marauders, I'm sure the win probability is has tilted a little bit here. Bradenton had come into this half inning with a 16% win probability. They have now cut that up to 35. That's before the error. It's probably going to be more now with Terrero on board with the bunt. Bases are full for Juan Jerez, the righty. Nobody out, 5-3. Lakeland on top. Jerez 0 for 2 of the walk today, facing the lefty Miller. Sets the pitch. High chopper towards third. Charging in, Campbell has it, flips to home, and they get the out there. As Valdez was running almost out of the base path as well. So it's a fielder's choice. Bases are still loaded as Saul McGuire, who is on base streak, will come to an end. As Axial Plaz has grabbed a bat and will hit for Solomon McGuire. 5-3 Lakeland, bases full, one out for the righty Plaz. This year hitting .219 in 46 games. 13 home runs and 32 RBIs. Right now he comes in third in the FSL in bombs, which again, he's just 18 years old. He's off to a crazy pace right now. Wind right now is gusting from right to left. Miller sets the pitch. It's at the knees, a call strike with an off speed. The thing for Plaz, too, is he doesn't have all his home runs against, you know, a lefty or a righty. It's about an even split. He's hit 8 against righties, 5 against lefties. The 0-1. Fastball clips the inside corner, called strike. Marauders left them full in the sixth inning. They had bases loaded and one out, back-to-back strikeouts from Miller. He struck out 6 today. Deep breath, the 0-2. Swing and a tip, secured by Valencia. Seven Ks for Miller. Ties his season high. He had 7 in Fort Myers and in Daytona. Bases are still full for Braylon Bishop, top of the order. 5-3 Lakeland, the lefty Bishop in. Pitch is stiffed in the glove for strike one. The Marauders tonight are just 2-for-10 hitting with runners in scoring position. They haven't cashed in yet. They're out hitting Lakeland 8-6. Granted, this inning has been two errors and a single. The 0-1. Swinging a high bouncer softly at third base side. Miller off the mound, fields, throws to first. They got him. And for the second time today, Jake Miller dances out of a bases loaded situation. We go to the ninth inning, 5-3 Lakeland on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket, for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Five, three in the ninth inning, Lakeland on top as the first pitch of Landon Tompkins is just a bit down and away for a ball. To the righty, Denarius De La Cruz, 9-1-2. Coming to the plate here as the Marauders, they strand the bases full for the second time against Jake Miller tonight. 1-0 is a breaking ball low, it's 2-0. Lakeland right now, the game's deciding runs came in the top of the sixth inning where they scored three. 2-0. High bouncer, left side. Forrester charging. Fields and throws on the run. One gone. Some defensive changes as Axel Plaz, who pinch hit last inning for McGuire, is at first. And now Juan Jerez in right field. One out, base is clear for Dom Johnson, who shows bunt, pulls it back, and it's bomb the zone for a called strike. So Marauders, if Lynn Tompkins can toss a scoreless ninth inning here, would have 2-3-4 due up, chasing two runs right now at 5-3. The 0-1, fastball hit in the air, foul, right side. Tompkins got the last out in the eighth inning, left two men out there, so we close the line on Luigi Hernandez, who gives up three runs on four hits and 2 2/3. 0-2 is high for a ball. Walk two, struck out four, as Carlson Reed's quality start was no decision. 1-2 pitches in tight. On the right, it's 2-2. Reed tied his career high, struck out nine, and gave up just 200 runs on two hits in five innings. 2-2. Breaking bat, broken bat, dribbler to third base side, foul. As a shard went flying right in front, just a little piece. But that ball had a lot of spin on it. That might have been fouled off to the edge of the bat. That's Johnson getting a new piece of lumber. They're going around somewhere to get that bad, but also get some pine tar. Two balls and two strikes. As Tompkins' black glove up near the ear. The pitch. Swinging a fly ball. Served in the air right center. Bishop maneuvering over and in to his left. Puts it away. Two gone. Johnson now 1-for-5 tonight. Samuel Hill, last man standing in this top of the ninth inning. Lakeland is looking to win their second game. First three meetings of this week. He'll tap it right back to the mound. Tompkins has it underhand flip the first, and we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. 5-3 Lakeland, Marauders chasing two. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom nine is Bradenton is chasing a pair of runs right now. They have 2, 3, and 4 coming to the plate here. And it's about the ninth inning. Connor Delgado leads things off. Against Southpaw, Jake Miller's out for another inning. Lefty at 73 pitches. Stands on top of the hill. Spin zone. First pitch. Slider that sweeps into the knees, or the belt should say, for strike one. Miller, 4 innings scoreless. He has left them loaded twice today. 1. Change up, check, swing. It's in there for a strike. It's 0-2. He has danced around just brilliantly tonight. Is upstairs. Delgado, who has been on base 3 times tonight. One, two. Outside with a changeup, and the count's even. Swing and a miss for strike 3. A new season high in strikeouts for Jake Miller. He's got his 8th, and the first out is a crucial one in the ninth inning. Hasn't been easy for Miller, but he's made it look easy. One out, base is clear for Omar Alfonso, the lefty. First pitch is a fastball, 92 on the inner edge, called strike. Omar today is 0 for 2, two strikeouts, a sac fly, a walk, even a stolen base mixed in there. He's really filled up the box score tonight. This team needs a base runner right now to at least bring the tying run to the plate. The 0-1 is fouled back into the hands. Don't forget, stick around for the Marauders post-game show afterwards. We'll get you caught up in this one. Scores around the league as well in the Pirate system. And now, it's a pitch timer violation and something is now Andrew Graham comes out. Eduardo Valencia was asking for time or something. And so Mayshak and Graham have a few words, but Graham heads back to the dugout. So it is ball one. As Miller is 1-2. Slider just caught a piece of it. Fouled straight back. Garrett Forrester to follow on deck here for Bradenton in the ninth inning. 1-2. Fastball outside corner, called third strike. 9 Ks for Jake Miller. Should be a career high mark as well for him. And it is. So a career day for Jake Miller. He's looking for 10 though. Last out, Garrett Forrester. First pitch is in there on a changeup for a strike. Two outs, base is empty, 5-3 Lakeland. The 0-1, that's down on the dirt. It's a very similar finish to last night where the game's deciding runs were in the middle innings and then the rest were zeros the rest of the way. That's kind of what it happened today too. One-one. Fastball lifted down the right field line, foul territory, and it touches foul. Forrester caught it right off the edge of the barrel. A 1-2 the count on Forrester. Miller spins on the pitch. Check swing. He did not go around. First base umpire Tyler Vandewater giving Forrester at least one more pitch to see here on this Thursday night. Crowd of 901 tonight. 2-2. Fastball high and in. And the count's full. Well, Valdez is on deck, so if they can get to him. That would give him at least a chance. With his power. 3-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. That's the ball game. Jake Miller strikes out a career high 10 as he picks up the win as Lakeland comes back and wins 5-3 on this Thursday night. They end up taking two of the first three games of this six-game week-long series. We come back here. It's the post-game show. That's next here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, fans. This is Marauders General Manager Craig Wojcicka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our five-game flex packs. These packs include one ticket to any five games on the schedule of your choosing. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. Tickets start at just $65. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown.
see priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark. And welcome back to Lee Comp Park. This is the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Thomas and Zarilla to wrap a bow on this Thursday night contest at Lee Comp Park. Lakeland comes out and wins 5-3. They were lifted from behind from Jake Miller, struck out 10 in 5 scoreless innings out of the bullpen. Scoring started in the second on an Amanda Torero home run, a solo shot with 2 outs off of Cole Patton, made it 1-0 Lakeland, or Bradenton, excuse me. Lakeland took a lead, though, in the third with 2 runs against Carlson Reed. Both of them were unearned. Retired the first 2 batters before a single, then an error led to a prolonged third inning, a walk, RBI single. And so it was a 2-1 Lakeland lead. Marauders got it right back, though, in the bottom half of the inning after a 1-out single by Bishop. Delgado singled right behind him before Alfonso with a sac fly scored Bishop. It tied the ball game at 2. Another single from Garrett Forrester, first and third, and then Justin Mickness with an RBI single, 3-2 Bradenton at that juncture. Scoreline stayed the same until the top of the sixth inning. Carlson Reed was gone after that point. He struck out tied a career-high 9, walked his 2, gave up 2 unearned runs on 2 hits in 5 innings, and he would get the no decision today. Luis Hernandez came in and gave up 3 runs in the top of the sixth inning. A walk, 1-out walk to Eduardo Valencia. Pacheco doubled, and then Jose de la Cruz with a triple, and Clayton Campbell the sac fly to plate all 3 runs. And so just like that, blink of an eye, Lakeland had a 5-3 lead, and they would not look back. Miller stranded the bases loaded a pair of times in the last 4 innings. He stranded the bases full in the sixth and then also the eighth inning. And the Marauders, in both those innings, they had bases full, 1 out in the sixth. In the eighth, they had bases full, nobody out. And so that was the story of the night. They go 2-for-11 with runners in scoring position. They leave 10 on base, but those 2 innings were the highlight of the ball game. So the rest of the way, Miller ends up going at 1-2-3 in the ninth inning to pick up his 8th win of the year. He's 8-1. Luis Hernandez, the loser, falls to 2-2. As final numbers in this one, Lakeland 5 runs on 6 hits, 2 errors, 6 men left on base. Bradenton, 3 runs on 8 hits, 1 error, 10 men left. Game time, 2 hours and 41 minutes, seen by 9:01 on this Thursday night at Lee Comp Park. We come back on the postgame show. We'll take a look at some scores. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Teaching your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude,
Did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show as Lakeland defeats Bradenton 5-3 on this Thursday night at Leacom Park. Before we let you go, let's take a look at some scores in the out-of-town scoreboard. We start in the Florida State League. Clearwater and Tampa, they complete a game from yesterday. That was really from the day before. Threshers, they win 8-0 over Tampa. St. Lucie falls to Palm Beach 5-1. Jupiter wins at home 7-1 over Daytona. DJs, they fall 6-2 at home to Fort Myers. Spencer Bengard picks up the win. Clearwater and Tampa are supposed to play another tonight. Allegedly, we'll see if they do play that one or not. And the Pittsburgh Pirates, Sark Buccos, are off today. And so they'll be traveling to Arizona tomorrow to play a series out there against the Diamondbacks. Elsewhere in the Pirates system, AAA in Annapolis, they're up 5-2 on Iowa in the seventh inning. They have first and second, nobody out. Double Altoona, they fall 5-4 in 10 innings, so they give up two runs in the ninth, and then Seawolves score two in the 10th inning to win 5-4. Hiya Greensboro scores six in the sixth inning to lift them to a 12-3 win over Asheville, with the FCL Pirates also winning today 9-3 to go to the playoffs there in Northport earlier today at 10 a.m. ballgame. With the loss today, Bradenton, they fall to 39-54, 10-17 in the second half. Lakeland improves to 57-34, 15-11 in the second half of the season. Game for tomorrow. It is Christmas in July here at Leacom Park. Anthony Solomino, the Pirates' number three prospect, makes a start for Bradenton against the righty Rainer Castillo. He's 2-1 with a 2.65 ERA. First pitch at 6:30. Pregame show will get you rolling at 6:10 p.m. right here on the Marauders Broadcast Network. But that'll wrap things up for us here on this Thursday night at Leacom Park in the friendly city of Bradenton, Florida. Final score one last time. Lakeland 5, Bradenton 3. Thomas Cincerella saying so long. We'll see you back here at Leacom tomorrow. Have a great rest of your Thursday night.
You've been listening to Bradenton Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BradentonMarauders.com.